No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today I'm incredibly honored to have the one and only Young MA in here. How you doing?
What's good, boss?
I'm just excited to have you in here, man. This is a very momentous occasion. I was watching the latest stuff, mm-hmm. That big video.
Yeah.
That song is ridiculous. That song is huge.
Thank you.
That song is it.
Yeah, it was something different for me, the video-wise, you know what I mean? Shout out to my videographer. I kind of course, came up with the theme. You know, it just made sense to make everything big in the video, you know?
You mean it was different just in the sense that you went a little bit more cartoonish, animated?
Yeah, it was like, fun, you know what I mean? It was something different, even with the girls in the pool and shaking their behinds. Like, people know, they always think Young M.A. is so serious, and you know what I mean? I just wanted to show them, like, we have fun. Like,
do you think your fans want you to deliver what you normally deliver, which is like straight up street rap, or do you think that sometimes because you might have more of a young female audience that they might sometimes want that sort of more goofy fun stuff? Is that something that you think about?
Yeah, you know, I get so much different like feedback from my supporters. They just basically they don't put me in a box, you know what I mean? They don't keep me in one position. They like everything from me. You know what I mean? And I know there's a lot of outsiders that be like, yo, it may about them bars and stuff like that. And then there's other people that just want to see different sides to me and different things that I'm able to do. And you know, that's me. A lot of people need to know that.
Do you feel like, because it's weird being an artist like you who has a gigantic single early on in their career, because then forever, for the rest of your career, you're kind of sort of trying to live up to that initial momentum, right? Yeah. Is that taxing mentally?
You do go through it, definitely. You know what I mean? Like, I've been through it. But I didn't stick to it, you know what I mean? Like, eventually I got to a point where it was just like, because it was all new for me, man. You know what I mean? Like, this is like fame just really hitting me now. I was always known from just starting from the street, hustling from the streets, and just trying to get my name out there and get heard. And then, boom, when everything happens,
it just all happened.
It just happened.
It went from, were you getting approximately like no heat before that video popped off, or did you have like a little wave going?
Oh, I had a whole wave.
Oh, okay. Because I don't remember. I knew about you as of that song. But right, so you had a thing going, but it was a little more underground?
I had a whole thing going. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I had the whole New York, the Connecticut, New Jersey, like Philly. Like, I was known. I was doing shows prior to, you know what I mean? Like, selling out shows. So I was out here moving. So Ooh just happened to move me commercially, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Cross me over type vibe. And so now I'm experiencing the bandwagon, you know what I mean? Everybody pulling me here, pulling me there, and like, oh, we need her there. So it wasn't more so about hustling and working hard to be heard. Now it's like it's coming to me now. Mm-hmm. It was like the easy way. So,
but at that point, you don't know that this is going to slow down at some point.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of hard to
have
that perspective.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know. You know, I'm fresh in it. I didn't sign to no label. I stayed independent. So anything I experienced was more so just off of my personal way of going about it and saying I'd rather handle it how I want to handle it. You know what I mean?
It's just crazy because when I listen to that new song, the big song, mm-hmm. and like a couple of the other videos you have recently, it kind of just makes me think about that fact that when you explode as big and as quickly as you did, mm-hmm. it then becomes kind of a weird thing where it's like then, you know, the public finds out about you so rapidly. They go from not knowing anything about you to knowing everything or like knowing your face and everything.
Right.
And then it just kind of becomes all about the music. And I feel like that's what's sort of interesting about this is I feel like you really do just go in there and make crazy ass songs that can actually carry the momentum that you need.
Exactly. And that's why I say I'm blessed, man, to just being independent. And at the same time, a lot of people don't know how difficult that is, you know, if you're not in that position. You know, the labels, they have more of a machine, more power, and you're basically competing with them.
You got the Hennessy?
Not on camera, though.
Oh, no?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, you want to put it in a cup and we'll pretend it's something else?
I got the Snapple shit right there. Take the Snapple brand off.
You in the mood for a Snapple? Damn, you can't even drink nothing without having the brand deal in place, huh?
Yo, man, it's because I was, you know, promoting that just spontaneously for so long not understanding the branding thing and never got paid for it. You know what I mean? So it was like, oh, that's a dub now.
Yeah.
You know, you learn from that. It's all new. It's all fresh. So,
right. Yeah. That is kind of a weird thing because there's so much stuff that you might want to do for free. And then as soon as you start to get the option to get paid for doing something like that, then like, it kind of taints the whole thing.
It's like, yo, you already helped us. Thank you.
Right.
You know what I mean? We don't need you.
That's why the designer companies are so smart, because Gucci is like, we're never going to give you anything for free ever, so that you're always going to have to pay for it.
Wow.
Fuck you. That's basically their attitude.
Basically,
know?
Right. Exactly.
Unless you become like some mega celebrity, they might give you something. I don't know.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So, talk about that, like that. You felt like you kind of became the enemy of the labels by not signing, because they're basically trying to like fill the role that you're then sort of inhabiting with their own artists?
I'm not too sure on that situation, really, with the labels thing about me. I mean, I still have labels wanting to sign me, though. You know what I mean? Like right now, to this day, it's just something I have to like feel like I'm ready for, because I've been independent for 3 years straight. You know what I mean? Like, not even counting prior to on my come up. You know what I mean? Just doing everything within my team, within my circle, and just me. So, I know they see. You know, I know they like, yo, like I'm really doing numbers. This ain't no pretense of like this is natural numbers. This is like my supporters going to see. This is people really watching. Like, my video big is at like almost 20 million right now.
I think well over that. Isn't it almost 30 million?
No, not yet. Almost. Oh. I wish. Yeah. But yeah, and that's just in 1 month. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
No major radio, no radio promo. Like, it's just we moving. You know what I mean? That's just streams on YouTube.
Mm.
We're not even talking about all the other media outlets. You know what I mean?
Thanks, Jay.
Good looking, boss. Got the famous red cup.
Yep.
Anybody know something was
beer. Orange juice, something like that.
Right, something like that.
Okay, yeah. Where were we? we're talking about Philly. Oh yeah, doing those kind of numbers on your own. Yeah, because I mean, let's be real, you do see a lot of people come out with the huge label cosign and do numbers, and then sort of maybe the label disappears at some point a couple years later, and then you just never see them do anything close to that.
Exactly.
And I mean, J. Cole made us all suspicious. He said that the plays are coming from machines.
Yeah.
I don't know but
I've been hearing that a lot lately. That. You know what I mean? I have. And I don't know. Like, I don't understand, like, how does that go about? What is the process of that? I don't know how to even know. But you know what I mean? Like, that's on them. Like, I just love the fact that I have a fan base that's, like, loyal and very supportive. So it's, like, it's times where I take time off and they'll be like, yo, take your time. You know what I mean? Like, we here. We rocking.
Which is rare. A lot
of people. Which is very, very rare.
I've seen so many people over the years in the music industry who they clearly think that they are in a position, fan base wise, that they can just chill out.
Yeah.
Do whatever. And then all of a sudden, 6 months later, there's some new rapper who's like a cooler funnier, weirder version of them, and it's over.
And it's over.
And I'm just walking in like, damn, that was tragic.
Right.
What keeps you from having that effect go down? Because it is true that your numbers are still crazy. Your fan base still seems super rabid.
I just believe, honestly, my personal opinion, I just feel like, man, I always make them feel like family. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a part of me. You know what I mean? Whatever I do, I always bring them in. I make them feel like they the reason for it. You know what I mean? And people really see that, like, because they look at celebrities to be like something they fantasize about, they dream about. Like, it's like, oh my God, like, I love you. You know what I mean? I get that everywhere I go.
Mm.
You know, it's like love. It's like, I love you.
Right.
It's not just, hey, you're young and made.
That's a unique lane.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's almost scary sometimes. Like, you don't know if this person can go crazy on you. You know what I mean? Mm. So it's like that type of love, genuine love. So when you have these type of fans and these supporters that's supporting you to the T, I'm talking about buying your merch and posters in a crib and stuff like that. And the fact that you make them feel like they're family, like they're just going to stick with you. You know what I mean? And that's something I built from day one. Like, this didn't just come about because I got ooh and everything crossed over. No, I've been doing this from the very beginning. Like, I stamped that. Like, I had a good following on my Instagram before I even popped off. You know what I mean? So it was something I just did. I always gave them what they wanted, whatever they asked for. It's just that.
Has there ever been a time where you felt like where it was slowing up, where you started to really just doubt everything and you just weren't sure if anything was for certain anymore? Have you ever gotten to that point where you were really doubting that things were going to work out? Or has it always been enough support from the fans and everything that you never really got to that point?
I got to a point where when everything started to come, you know, so fast and this whole little wave is going, I didn't understand what the wave was, the outside people, the bandwagon people. Like, I didn't understand that yet. So, you know, all this is coming in, is like, it's happening. It's like, you know, radio, you got promoters, DJ, everybody just coming at you at once. And of course, when things start to slow down, you're like, oh man, like, you know, like, damn, like, you know, it ain't the same no more. But then I had to put myself in a state of mind, like, that was the rush. Mm-hmm. That was like the rush hour of it. And no, you probably didn't take advantage of it, but I don't regret it, because at the same time, when the smoke cleared, I still had the ones that support me that I've already had prior to that. And then I gained even more once that rush came. So I basically quadrupled what I already had.
Because mm-hmm. plenty of them are going to stick around.
Right, of course. And I had to learn to know that. You know what I mean? Right in the moment, of course, I don't know that. You know, I don't know what's going to happen in the future at the time or whatever the case. And anything I ever did was more so on my control. It wasn't like I had 100 people in my head like, oh, you need to do this. You got to drop this album, because right now you got, like, I didn't have that. You know what I mean? Like officially, like anything I did, well, I had it, but I had to say so. You know what I mean? And certain things that happened was because of me. Mm. You know what I mean? I didn't have I wasn't signed to no labels and stuff like that. Of course, they would have locked me in, had me do this, had me do that. But I had the free advantage, like the freedom to be able to do whatever I wanted to do.
That's what I always tell people who have any sort of viral thing. Even if it's like, you know, you come up with a t-shirt design and you put it on Instagram and that shit goes a little viral.
Right.
It's like, just harness whatever you got out of that moment. Make the most out of that without sacrificing who you are. Right. Like, you don't want to be a total shameless clout chaser, right, because even that is going to come back to you, and that's not a good look and everything. But make the most out of that moment. Don't shun it. Don't be like, oh, I don't want to become the meme. Right. Like, you got to be the meme a little bit at first, you know?
Right. And you got to deal with it. You know, I don't regret anything. You know what I mean? I'm in a happy place. When the fame really came about, like, I didn't really like it. And I mean, and even when you hear the album, you're gonna have an understanding on that, and you're gonna hear me kind of speak on that situation. But the fame wasn't really for me. Like, I'm a real, like, personal person. Like, I'm a real life person. You know what I mean? I believe in, like, real life family, real life friends, and all the extra, like, outside stuff, like, I'm just, that's just not in my soul. You know what I mean? Like, I have an old soul. I grew up, my mom raised me a different way.
Has it been hard for you to sort of compromise a little bit and make some compromises in terms of putting yourself out there in more of a commercial way, or feeding the blogs a little bit and shit like that?
I've definitely gotten better at it. You know what I mean? Like, where I had to put myself in at a point, like, you know, sometimes you need this little controversy, this little you know what I mean, this little funny business type stuff, you need it, because this is like what's in now. It's like the thing now, you know what I mean? So sometimes you got to play their game, you know what I mean? It's like, don't let it play you got to play it, you know what I mean? So that's what I learned to do.
Is it weird though, because it's like you're working on your music habitually every night, you're in the studio, you're on tour, you're doing all this stuff, you're shooting dope ass videos, but then you could almost get more people talking about you from basically just another rapper using you as a punchline, not even really like invoking you that much besides just making like a joke punchline. You say one thing about it and then that becomes this massive thing. And of course, like, you're lucky because you still have music that overshadows that shit,
right?
But that shit could, you could have a moment where that's bigger than everything else in your world or your Twitter timeline,
right? And
at least
it would. It do come and it do have that wave, and that's all you see for a little bit, but then it dies down. And I know that. Like, that's a good thing. Like, I have understanding on that. So when certain things happen, I'll just tell myself, like, yeah, you know what I mean? I need this controversy. This, all this does is bring impressions to me. It brings engagement to my profile. This will give people a reason to click videos. You know what I mean? Like, it don't bother me to the point where it's like, ah, damn, like, I can't do this, or this is bothering. Like, it don't affect me. You know what I mean? Like, I use it to my advantage. And I know eventually, the way social media is now, is so much stuff that happens that they can't wait to post. Like, your situation will literally die down in the next 2-3 days, tops. You know what I mean? And while that's going on, that's when you take advantage. You post stuff, you show, you know, new music, videos, anything. You know what I mean? And I learned to do that.
For sure. Do you think about yourself often within like the greater overall like New York City hip hop tradition? Like, do you, because there's always just been this like contested thing where people talk about who's the king and who's the best out of New York. It's very much sort of like in the soul of a New York rapper to at least sort of think about that shit. Do you think about that a lot? And does it ever get frustrate you when people maybe don't put you in that conversation enough?
I mean, I hear it in the conversations, but to me specifically, like, of course, New York is my city, Brooklyn is my city, but I just feel like as I'm a queen overall, you know what I mean? Like, and I mean that when I say I'm a queen and a king, you know what I mean? Everybody know I'm queen with a K, K-W-E-E-N. That's just me, and that title thing, that only comes from either your personal feelings or what people see you as, you know what I mean? You could say you a king, but if nobody's acknowledging that, or if you can say you're a queen, but if nobody's acknowledging that, then you're not a king or a queen within that situation, but amongst yourself, if that's what you believe, of course, you know what I mean? Like, but I hear it a lot, you know what I mean? I hear that, you know, Young and May got, you know, she's like the hardest out of Brooklyn. Like, I hear those compliments or whatever the case, but I don't look at it just like for Brooklyn though. Like I'm moving everywhere I can. You know what I mean? And I'm just Young and May general worldwide, internationally.
Mm.
Yeah.
But you, I mean, I know you definitely have a reverence for like classic New York hip hop because you're like rapping over fucking Mobb Deep samples and shit like that. It's not that camouflage. But is that the kind of stuff, like, do you still listen to that stuff? How much does that mean to you? And do you like consider yourself influenced by specific rappers from New York and stuff?
Definitely. The New York sound is original. It's like where we all was birthed from. Like, this is where hip hop was birthed, you know what I mean? And I am a fan. Like, I am in love with hip hop. Like, this is something I fell in love with since a little kid. So I can't help but, you know what I'm, acknowledge these legends and these OGs in the game. You know what I mean? Like, I would never be disrespectful towards that. These is things that I've studied, music I've listened to as a kid, and my mom done listened to. You know what I mean? So definitely a big influence upon me and how I make music and stuff like that. But even with the new sound, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of these, like, I'm not against nothing that's out right now. You know what I mean? Because some of these kids, it's like so many artists now. It's like so many artists. Like, it's crazy how the hip hop, the rap game is now. It's like everybody's a rapper.
Mm.
Everybody's a rapper. So it became like clustered with a bunch of like people to the point where the OGs kind of get forgotten about because these kids are getting so much content and stuff like that. But I grew up in a generation where it was like, it was hip hop. You know what I mean? It was like New York had it. You know, I grew up on Jay-Z, 50 Cent, Ja Rule, you know what I mean? DMX. Mm-hmm. Like, and if we're talking female rappers, Eve, you know what I mean? Even Lil' Kim still was moving, Foxy Brown. This is the music that I grew up on.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'ma always have that respect and that it's in my blood.
Yeah. I mean,
I can't help it.
You've been in the game long enough that you sort of watched SoundCloud / like mumble rap kind of come and go. Is that sort of like a strange thing for you to watch as somebody in the industry and you're sort of like, well, I'm still young and I'm still doing my thing and I'm a lot better than a lot of these people that are getting a lot of attention. Am I not controversial enough? Am I not shocking enough? Is that ever the kind of thing?
I think that's what
it
is. Yeah, I do think I'm not controversial enough. I'm unproblematic. Like, I see people say it all the time, like, it made it so unproblematic. And with social media, because honestly, if we really speak in facts, social media really took over hip hop.
Mm. To
radio
the extent
don't
where,
really,
yeah, even the magazines are basically irrelevant. The all the
radio, yeah,
even bigger like channels on YouTube
you got podcasts
and stuff.
Now podcasts is taking over.
It was
kind of
taken over by
everything on social media is taking
academics
over.
And Worldstar.
Right,
and
so now that you have access to this visual of things, it become entertainment. You know what I mean? Now things is so much accessible now. Back then it was like you couldn't see this person or you couldn't see this person unless it was on a music video on TV or if you just happened to go to a concert or, you know what I mean? Like now it's like you can see any artist on social media all day, every day. So it just became, now it's like entertainment. It's like now you have to entertain people in order for them to keep staying involved. You know what I mean? It's not about the mystery really no more.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's like, So, but yeah. I still be on my mystery vibes.
Yeah, I feel like you've benefited from that to a certain extent in the sense that I feel like you not being out all the time has definitely helped. This motherfucking fly is just tormenting us. I don't know.
He wants some licks.
He definitely wants some of that orange juice. Yeah, just in the sense that, you know, somebody who carries themselves with sort of an aura of like not being so bothered by certain things. I think about that a lot of times with different rappers is that, you know, when you don't respond to the stuff that people say about you, when you don't show yourself on social media constantly, you're definitely just creating more and more of a mystique. When you look at somebody mm-hmm. like Beyonce, she has like an unbelievable yeah. amount of mystique stored up because she never is out there. Whenever you see her do something, it's fresh as hell. Facts. And then you don't see her again for 6 months.
Right.
You don't see her on her Instagram story looking horrible. Right. You got some of that juice stored up too. And you definitely seem like you go out of your way.
And it's because I balanced it too. You know what I mean? I still understand I'm still young, so I still have a young fan base as well, like a youth of a fan base. But then I got the older cats that respect my craft too, because they look at me like to have an old soul. Mm. So they can relate in a way. But then I have the kids too that just be like, oh, that's Young and May. So I try to balance the two, because I know the kids is something they want to see more of me. And the adults is more so they have an understanding on the mysterious way about the business, because it's something they grew up on. Mm. So I always balance the two, because I never, first of all, me personally, I just don't feel like everybody needs to know everything about me. Mm. Like I like my privacy. You know what I mean? This is one of the reasons why I don't really collab with fame too much, because I just hate that the fact of people just being able to, you know what I mean? Like, just know you or know everything. Like, I want to keep my privacy. Mm. You know what I mean? And then when it's time to work or do a show or club appearance or anything I got to do, then I feel like that's the time to show who Young M.A. is. Mm. But, like, all that extra stuff, man, I can't. Like, I need that sometimes. Need that getaway.
The greats, I feel like, usually are able to take their personal lives and sort of save up anything right. that they might want to say about that. Like somebody like Jay or Beyonce, they save up. You don't get to hear about their relationship exactly. drama for years, and then they right. spill it out on the track. And right. I feel like that's right. very much like a sign of greatness, is knowing that your personal shit is so precious that you might as well not say.
And you put it in the music, man.
Put it when Spotify can help you monetize it.
It's about music. I think that's what they forget about.
Mm, true.
It's about, like, this is who I am. Like, I make music. Mm. I'm not somebody to be, I'm not your controversy person for you to see me on camera bugging out and wilding out. Mm. That's not why I do this. You know what I mean? If that's the case, I'll be an actor. Mm. I'll be acting on the screen. If you want to see me doing something, you know what I mean? Like, you want some entertainment, I'll act. But, like, music is music, and I feel like it should always be about the music. Because you are an entertainer. You know what I mean? You make music when you go to these shows. You're not at the show trying to entertain people on like the stuff you do at home or whatever. Mm. You're rapping. You're giving them music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's actually, because like when it comes to the diss song thing, it's like, I think everybody agrees that we would rather it be music. Everybody right. would rather hear a great diss song than like a great Instagram story.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. And that's another thing now. It's not even about, nobody's making even diss tracks no more. Now it's like, it's videos talking about something or tweeting. And like, I don't understand it, bro. Like, it always was about the music. It was always supposed to be about the music.
I would love if somebody dissed you. I would love if somebody really gave you a reason to go hard. We haven't really seen that. Like, or am I just missing out on it because I'm not super tapped in? You might have been making a song about somebody on your block, right?
No, I didn't see nothing. Okay. I never seen nothing against me.
That's what sucks.
Like in the industry. I mean, if nobody's, it was something,
disrespecting you.
But if it's like something like local or something like that, never.
You're not going to say a name.
Man,
yeah.
I don't know that.
Even if
I can't,
you're sort
pay
of alluding to it, yeah.
Yeah, but like anybody big or something like that. Oh, yeah, let's go.
Young M.A. is here. She's ready for the smoke.
Yeah, I'm with all the smoke.
Mm.
You got to be on that level for me to respond to you.
Very true. As long as we're on the Brooklyn thing, it's kind of astounding you managed to escape the whole Treyway vibe. You never thought about tapping in with that?
What you mean, like getting involved with the gang and all?
Going to do an Instagram story with the 6ix9ine or whatever that everybody was tapping in.
Nah, man, I ain't got nothing to do with that situation. That was that band. I'm over here. You know, I don't get involved with none of that stuff.
What was your perspective on it, though, when you're watching all this insanity just taking place and this is sort of kind of becoming the image of Brooklyn to a certain extent?
I just was looking like everybody else. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Laid back watching how everything play out. I didn't really know him. You know what I mean? I didn't know him. Even being from Brooklyn, I didn't know him. So I really couldn't have a judgment on him. You know what I mean? Like, whatever I seen on the internet, that's all I can say about him is how he was on the internet. You know what I mean? He was entertainment. You know what I mean? But like, far as like in the streets in Brooklyn, like I didn't know.
Right.
So I couldn't really comment on that situation.
Watching how it played out, just in terms of the whole, all these guys who are really in the streets getting caught up because of him and the whole snitching and everything, is that sort of shocking for you to see, just being somebody who's more of a real person from Brooklyn?
Of course. I think it'd be shocking to anybody. You know what I mean? It's like, it's crazy, you know? You see it and you're like, wow. But, I mean, it happens. You know, he's not the first. Mm. You know, it's just publicly seen. You know what I mean? He's very public. So now everybody in the world is able to see it. But this doesn't happen.
It happens. Just normally it's not mega famous people in front of the world.
Yeah, but it definitely happens in this world, man, to the best of them. And, you know, it really ain't nothing new. It's just publicly seen. Mm.
Do you think that when Bobby comes home that it's going to be a huge moment in New York? Are you excited for that anyway?
I hope so.
Because that was more like your generation, sort of. Like you guys were coming out similar time.
I really hope when the Freedom guys, man, for real, man, I really hope when they get back, man, that we got to get back to it, man. Mm. You know what I mean? They definitely, the one thing I could say is that they definitely had that New York sound.
Mm.
You know what I mean? They never lost sight of that. And
that was a huge shame that got cut off early.
I know.
Because they had the streets going absolutely nuts at that time.
They definitely did, man. And you just got to be careful, you know? You got to be careful. And they, you know, they was young guys too, man. And, you know, they just having fun, you know? You get into this industry, you're having fun, you enjoying yourself, man. And sometimes you get caught off guard. And it's unfortunate, but I know they probably got their head right now, and I think they're going to come back and have some fire.
I mean, it's going to be crazy, too, just because, you know, guys who get locked up and maintain their respect or whatever, they're going to come home. And they're going to be very, like, celebrated by the rap world. I feel like you're going to have all these big-ass rappers wanting to give them songs and do looks for them just because they're going to have their respect. It's like the opposite of this 6ix9ine situation.
Right, absolutely, absolutely, definitely, man, and I'm excited too, man. It's my city. You know what I mean? It's Brooklyn, man. So it feels good to be able to have you know what I mean, that person rocking from the same city as you, and they really, you know what I mean, rocking. It's not like they ain't making no noise, you know. And it's cool to see that they coming home. I feel like it went by so fast too.
Mm,
probably definitely. Not to them, but I feel like it kind of came a little fast,
man. I mean, 7 years sounds like the longest time ever, but then in reality, time flies so fast because there's so much shit happening all the time. Like,
like
even that 6ix9ine shit, he got that case like 9 months ago or some shit, and we were all like, damn, he's not going to go on trial until September, and now it's September, and that feels like the other day.
Time is like flying right now.
That shit was making me think about that for sure.
Yeah, but I love New York, man. New York is my city. Mm. Brooklyn is my city, man. And when people say New York is doesn't sound like New York, people got to understand, like, times is changing.
Mm.
So, like, when you really think about it, New York can sound like New York, but remade by the younger generation. You know what I mean? Because if you want to say New York today New York 10 years ago don't sound like New York 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it was more boom pap. And you notice in the early 2000s, we had more of the melodic and the samples of music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So people got to understand, things is going to change, definitely from just your experiences and just how the music industry is now. You know what I mean? So I feel like New York is still in a good place.
Yeah, that's like a crazy standard to hold any music to.
Yeah,
to be like, it should always sound like 95.
Yeah, and I hate the fact that they make it seem like New York is not doing well. Because if you keep putting that out there, then it kind of discourages people. You know what I mean? Say, yo, New York got it. We got this person. We got that person. We doing well. Like, don't sit there and try to, like, downplay this person, that person, or a certain sound and make it seem like we ain't got it popping, because then you don't see nobody in Atlanta saying that.
What kind of production do you find yourself most drawn to, though? Because you could rap over any kind of beat. I've personally fucked with, like, Benny the Butcher and all those Griselda dudes hardcore, and they have sort of more of, like, an old-school classic New York. They have a lot of production from their dude Derringer and Alchemist and all that stuff. It's a little bit more of a classic style. Yeah. Are you drawn towards that at all, or, like, how do you end up settling on what style of beat you're most attracted to?
I'm versatile. I don't. That's why I say I don't put myself in the box, man. I listen to everything. That's just me. Like, I don't be like, oh, I need this specific sound. No, send me your dopest shit, and let me take a listen, and I'll determine what I get from this and where I want to go with this type of beat. You know what I mean? Like, it's never no specific sound with me. I can hear a trap beat, but I'm gonna still sound like me. Mm. It don't matter what beat you put in front of me. It's gonna always sound like Young and May. You know what I mean? Like, and that's the good thing of having your sound. You know what I mean? So the production to me really, of course it matters. Don't get me wrong. But like, far as like me like picking a certain sound, no, the production doesn't matter. Like, I can use a trap beat. I can use a up top boom pat beat. Like, you done heard. Like, I done spit on everything. I done spit on the I Get the Bag beat. I done spit on the Clips beat. You know what I mean? Like, two different type of beats, but I'ma do it. It don't make no difference for me. That's just me. Like, I just love music. I love art. I listen to all type of genres, like from reggae, hip hop, rock. It don't matter.
You never thought about going full like Caribbean Latino wave because that shit's so popular now?
Absolutely.
Have you done anything that sound like that at all?
No.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? And
the World album is still on the way.
Yeah, that's crazy you say that, because
really?
The album I'm about to drop now, because I'm keeping my foot on their necks. Like, I'm not letting up. So, yeah, I'm dropping this album September 27, 2019. Mm-hmm. Yes. But we coming with more after that.
There's, what, four or five songs on Apple Music right now?
I believe it's four.
Mm. It's such a weird thing for me now that when I go to listen to somebody I'm about to interview's music, that they have the new album, but then that album's not actually out. There's just a couple songs. This is such a new thing over the last couple of years.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the pre-order vibe. It's everything else isn't accessible.
But that's why have you been waiting so long to make this official statement? Because it feels like you could definitely, and you have within you, a classic New York debut album that could like define your career. Has it been 3 years of you just wanting to make everything right, or did you just not think it seemed that important at first? Or however many years, it's more than 3 years.
I wanted to stop thinking about it being important, because that's what discouraged me, is the fact of, yo, you need to put this album out. You have to do this, you have to do that, because that's never how I work. You know what I mean? I never worked with pressure of somebody telling me what I need done when it came to my music and my craft. So I had to, like, that's what kind of helped me up, is like, you'd be surprised, is that'll give you some writer's block. It's because people is expecting something from you. So then your creative zone becomes smaller, and then you don't feel as creative as you usually do.
When you got people coming up to you and saying, yeah, this, like, is going to be your Illmatic.
Right. Where's the album?
Or just
that.
Pressure.
This, yeah, you know what I mean? Crazy pressure. And I don't, like, mentally, that's not cool for a person that really puts time and dedication into their art. You know what I mean? It's not, I don't have nobody's writing music for me. Like, this is literally coming from my mind, from my pen, and I gotta make it right. You know what I mean? And it gotta be something that I can relate to. Like, cause it's really about me. Like, the album is about me. It's not for anybody. I'm not writing it for nobody else. Like, it's about me. You know what I mean? Whatever I'm going through, whatever my experiences is. So, I didn't want it to be about, oh, because this person is saying you need to put this out, or that person. No, remember, this album is about me. It's not about what you want from me. And that's what I had to kind of, like, separate myself from and kind of put myself back in that position where I was like, okay, let me just get back into a creative zone. You know what I mean? Let me lock in. Let me block everything else out.
But do you feel like you need to outdo yourself in the sense that whatever you've done before, if you're going to put out an album, you should be doing something bigger and better than everything you've ever done before? Do you feel like that's pressure that you have to live up to in the sense of being more conceptual, bigger, crazier stuff? I don't know, just your best work?
No, I feel like on the next album, I need to do that. On this album, is more so letting you know who I am.
Right.
You know what I mean? And have understanding of where I come from and have just having an understanding about me, because a lot of people misunderstand me. You know what I mean? And I'm real private, so a lot of people don't see, you know, the inner. You know what I mean? They just see the outer part of me, the outer layer, and they don't really know I'm mysterious. Mm. So I feel like on this album, I'm just opening up.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this is the album to just let everything out on the table. And then on the next album is like, oh, let's have fun now. Let me show you where we can really just go from here to here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, to me, on this album, this is just letting you know who's Young and May is. And that's it. And then on the next album, I feel like that's when I got to, like, really just, what am I going to do next now? Because now I done gave y'all me.
Mm.
So what could I give y'all now?
That's always supposed to be the hard thing. When you talk about your first album is your entire life up till that album.
Right.
And then your second album is that album to the time that you put out the second
exactly.
album. And
exactly.
by that time, you're usually famous or rich or more rich and famous than you were before. Everything's different. Nobody really wants to hear an album from somebody who's just got it made.
Right.
You know, people are more attracted to that story of the kid on the corner.
Right. Right. And then you got to let them know, like, it got to be just something relatable. You know what I mean? And that's what this album is. It's very relatable. And I have a lot of vulnerable songs on here as well, and just opening up to them.
Mm. Yeah, I'm excited for it. I think it's gonna be crazy.
Thank you.
I noticed that you mentioned Fashion Nova in a couple of your recent songs. Is that what is your relationship to the brand?
Oh, that's gang gang right there.
Shout
out to Fashion Nova and my peoples, man.
I too am endorsed by Fashion Nova, I gotta admit. So.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, they cut a nice little. Check.
Mm.
I'm actually wearing Fashion Nova, so Fashion Nova, I just threw the song today for you guys.
That's your inspiration when you're in the studio? You're just thinking about the great deals that they have on FashionNova.com?
I'm just thinking about Fashion Nova all day. But now, the dope thing about that is that when I did mention it on Petty Wap, this was before I even had any type of deal with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so... Wow. Yeah, so when I mentioned it, it was just something cool I felt like I had to say, because I seen a lot of women wearing Fashion Nova. So I just knew it was something relatable for women. And they actually reached out and loved the song, and we wound up going to their office and we locked in from there.
Because you said what? Like, I could fuck your bitch in Fashion Nova, no
I
designer,
said,
or something like
I
that?
I said, oh, you talk about on Big. No.
I like that line, though.
The first one when I mentioned it was on Petty Wap.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, bought your bitch a Fashion Nova dress just to see her ass in it.
Okay, that's hard.
You know what I mean? Mm. And that, you know, that went. They took that and went crazy. By the way, that's like 70 million views, too. A lot of people.
That's an endorsement.
Yeah, you know. And then in Big, you know, being that they, Fashion Nova couldn't let me go. It was like, why not throw them another little shout out?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Just
and it was just being cocky, too. It's like, I ain't got to wear no designer stuff to bag your girl. I can bag your girl in some Fashion Nova.
That's easy. Inspirational for the kids out there, though, because I feel like a lot of times these kids are just probably thinking, like, damn, like, I ain't got a Gucci shirt.
Yeah,
what the hell
I'm
am
saying.
I going
like,
to do?
I be trying to not say, because everybody feel like you got to wear this, you got to wear that and do that to be cool. And it's like, the coolness in you is just your demeanor, who you are.
Mm.
You know, people, they feel like clothes shouldn't define you.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean?
You can keep it low price. It's all good. You don't need that. You don't need to, like, because there's nothing worse than seeing somebody who's wearing, like, a Gucci shirt, and you know that they spent every last dollar they
every
have on that
dollar
shirt.
And they really not really who they, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they really be a lame, man.
Mm.
And it makes them feel good because, like, hey, I got on a Gucci shirt, so I'm cool now. Like, nah, man.
Definitely. What, you have a freestyle that's going insanely viral right now. Like, everybody's just talking about this. What's your mentality when you go in to do something like that? You walk around with bars on deck in your brain at all times?
Nah, not. You'd be surprised. I don't. You know what I mean? Like, people would probably assume that. But, like, that one right there, the one you're talking about now, I actually just wrote that right before I got there, not too long. You know what I mean? So, it was, like, literally fresh. So,
right.
I had to, like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I had to, like, just have that ready. But,
Is that hard to memorize? Because I know you're not on the, like...
You kind of, like...
Reading off your
it's
phone
almost
game.
Like a, it's almost like a freestyle. Like, probably a lot of people understand, like...
You just got all
you
the
know
chunks
you got it
in your
written.
Mind.
Yeah, you just got it. You have it written, but you don't always say it how you have it written.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's like you jot it, but then you... you kind of like finesse something in your head as you go on with the flow. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know if everybody can relate to that, but I know that's for me. And yeah, it's definitely going viral right now. Shout out to everybody.
You know, I just realized that I got to ask you about this because you did that freestyle with Funk Flex. Did you see Tyler, the Creator, when he went on Funk Flex?
Yeah.
How great
was
that?
We just talked about that. It was so funny to me because Tyler, the Creator, was just so, like, nonchalant. Like, what did I say wrong?
Mm.
Like, he didn't even give so a fuck. And that's what made it funny because I know Flex, and Flex is the type of dude, like what the hell?
I don't know if Flex has ever had a conversation about LGBTQ issues before that. Like, I feel like that might have been the most he ever even thought about it.
Right.
It's not really his world.
But then you got to understand, Tyler, the Creator is him. Like, he's like, overall, just Tyler, the Creator. Like, his name itself speaks for it. So,
right.
I like Tyler, the Creator. Like, I think he's, like, funny and dope at the same time. He just don't give no fucks.
Mm.
And
I listened to his album, and I fucked with it. I thought it was cool and everything, but I'm going to be honest, that Funk Flex freestyle was, like, the funniest thing that I think I've ever seen in my life, just because going into that environment where Flex is basically, like, playing a superhero and then just saying some crazy-ass like, shit that
you... Right, he's, like, you know, he's, like, hip-hop to the T, so he's in there, like, yeah, I know he's about to spit some bars for me, and then... Boom.
Because there's a moment where Flex is starts going on this rant about, like, I never took money from no label because I always want to be able to tell somebody to go fuck themselves.
Oh, I didn't see the whole thing. I just seen that clip.
He said, I want to be able to tell a label to go fuck themselves. And Tyler just goes, yo, you just did that shit. He's like, you really just did that. Like, he thinks Flex just being Flex is so funny.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
it was just, that was one of the wildest things I've ever seen. I don't know.
That's crazy, man.
Also, just a big movement for the LGBT community
in
general,
But
when
you really look at it, though, it really brung so much engagement to his channel. And like, that's, like, it went viral. Like, and that's really what... social media, like, everything is about now is about going viral. It's like, that's the benefit now, is going viral.
Flex might not necessarily know why that went viral, but he was probably just happy it went viral one way or another.
I'm about to say, it's like, you get to a point where it's not even about what happened. It's just like, how are you going to benefit from this? You know what I mean? It's like, yes, I know it's going to go viral, and instead of allowing it to affect me, how can I benefit from it?
Bingo. That's what it's all about, is just knowing how to harness the shit.
Exactly.
And not turn into this, like, goofy ass caricature yourself, which, I mean, there's no risk of you falling victim to that, but there's a lot of people in the industry that you sort of see that and you just wonder, like, how much longer you think you're going to be able to play this role?
Right. This is social media. That's why, this is one thing I do have understanding on. This is why I don't really comment on a lot of stuff, or I don't engage in nothing that's negative or anything, because social media is social media. They're going to be how they are. You can't look for sympathy and people that's behind a device. You know what I mean? It's like, that's their way of expressing themselves in a way where nobody can see them or judge them. Mm-hmm. So when you're trying to express your feelings or your emotion and stuff, and you get this feedback from people that's, like, negative and harsh, you can't blame that, because this is not the outlet for that. You know what I mean? It's the social media. If you want that type of, you know, sensitivity or you know what I mean? Like, go to therapy. You know what I mean? Like, social media is not that outlet. So I feel like what you do with social media is you use it to your advantage and you benefit from it, instead of being all emotional and in your feelings and feel like you got to go on a temper tantrum. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
And that's what I learned from social media, is, like, don't let the bullshit affect you.
Mm. Do you feel annoyed? Because it feels like everybody always wants to put you into the box of the identity groups that you fall into. And it feels like you want to just be taken seriously as a rapper, and everybody always wants to be having a conversation about being gay and being a girl. Does that just kind of bug you, that you always are going to be kind of praised with, like, an asterisk next to your name?
The crazy thing is, no, I don't get any interview I do, anything I do, I don't get that situation. I have the little trolls in the comments that say stuff like that, but majority of my fan base and my support system and anybody I do with in the industry, they don't address me that way. You know what I mean? Because it's something I stamped through the door.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just me. And I don't, like, when you even look at articles with my name on it, anything, you don't see gay rapper or female rapper. Like, you just see Young M.A. And that's what I painted the picture to be. It's like, don't don't put no labels on me.
You but it feels like people want to know how you fit into the current like girl revolution in hip hop, because we've seen so many, like when you came in, it had been Nicki Minaj and that's basically it in the rap game for many years. Right. And now you sort of have this whole wave of chicks coming in, and I think people want to know like how you sort of like fit into that. But then I feel like for you, it's like you were never making your gender the center of your identity in the first place.
At all. You know what I mean? It ain't nothing for me to fit into, because I'm not trying to fit in. I'm trying to stand out. Mm. I'm just me. You know what I mean? I'm in my own lane. I'm in my own situation. I'm not trying to be next to or compared to this person or that person. Like, at the end of the day, I'm Young and May. People love Young and May, and that's where I'm at with it. And I think the industry and everything is so used to things being a specific way because it's been that way for so many years. But I don't apply to rules and regulations and... That's just, I'm disobedient. Like I said in the freestyle, I'm disobedient.
Right.
I don't apply by the rule books. You know what I mean? I don't care what's been going on prior to me or for how long. If I want to be this way and this is what I decide to do or decide to be, then so be it. Like, I'm not judging nobody else. I'm not against what anybody else have beliefs in. I respect everybody and their decisions. That's y'all. Mm. It's not my place to even give a fuck. Because at the end of the day, I walk with me, I live with me, I sleep with me, I live with me. You know what I mean? I'm gonna die with me. Mm. So I don't feel like judging anybody or going against somebody's beliefs is my business.
Right.
You know what I mean? And this is just me. Like I'm not doing the whole label thing, like when it comes to the industry, just because everybody else feel like it's just what's always been the case or always been stamped in the game. That don't mean I have to apply by that.
You're going for the long game here.
Yeah, I'm just me, man.
Mm, definitely.
It ain't that hard. It ain't that hard. It is what it is.
So what makes you the happiest in an average week, you know, when you're not rapping or talking about rapping? When are you actually enjoying yourself the most?
Definitely when I get that time where I don't got to worry about the world. You know what I mean? Like, when I'm home, I'm barely on social media. You know what I mean? Unless I'm actually doing something to show. But, like, other than that, like, if my girl there, we're watching movies, we chilling, or if my mom and my family is around, we macking, we chilling. And I just like to be normal. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like when it comes to music and everything like that, when that time is that time, then I'll deal with it. But, like, other than that, like, I like to hang out. I like to swim in my pool. I like to be normal, like I go to the gun range. Like I like to do things, you know what I mean? Besides the whole social media and stuff, like I love taking a break from that.
Mm. Yeah, it's weird because with social media, a lot of people clearly think that like you should just be living a life that you're documenting at all times.
But I
think
right.
Over time you start to like realize, especially when you're somebody like us who's kind of on the go a lot, always making content, always doing different stuff, that it's like you got to really treasure the time that
you don't have to do it.
Yeah,
right. You don't get to enjoy it, man. And I'm one of them people, I don't really Instagram everything. Like I can be somewhere, like I was just in Dubai, in Abu Dhabi. I've actually been there quite a few times, but like I was just there and like, anybody else would be, like, showing everything, you know what I mean? Mm. But me, like, I barely, like, went on Instagram, and I just really enjoyed the moment. Like, I'm really here, and you have to take those moments, you know, to consideration.
Yeah, because sometimes I'll look at my Instagram story and realize, and there's, like, nothing on it, and then I'll realize, like, dude, I did so many things today that I could have put
on there.
Right,
that you could have put on there.
I ate an $80 salad.
Right.
I could have put that on the gram.
But
they
you know what's crazy?
That.
Because you're only doing it to show others what you're doing.
100%, yeah.
So then that's another way of saying you're you know what I mean? Like you're entertaining what other people feel.
You could motivate the people out there by like letting them know that you ate an $80 salad.
Exactly.
Means that maybe they too could one day get
right,
an $80
salad. You know you're going to have your haters. They're going to be like,
I think it was $60. Say. And it wasn't today. It was like 6 months ago, and I'm still thinking about it.
It was it good at least?
Because I didn't put it on the gram. Yeah, it was incredible. It was the best salad I ever had.
What kind of salad was it?
Just a huge chicken salad at this like crazy country. It was at the Polo Lounge, actually, at the Beverly Hills Hotel, I think it was.
Oh, wow. So, $60, wow.
Because, you know, it's like $45, and you got to spend like another $15 to put chicken on it. And there's somebody else's tab, so I was perfectly
good.
Happy to do it.
It was good. It was a good walk.
Yeah. So how long we got to wait for the album?
If we count today, I believe 9 days.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
You got anything else big in mind for promoting it, or are you just kind of doing the media rounds?
Yeah, man, we definitely doing media rounds. You know, that's, you know, that's obligated. But I'm definitely dropping a video to every song on the album.
Whoa. How many? So, it's like 15 at least, right?
It was 21 songs.
Wow.
But I believe I only have... Yeah, I got a little way to go. You know what I mean? But the good thing is I will be always dropping content. So
yeah,
that whole... And maybe going undercover and hiding out is no longer. You know,
a
what
lot
I mean?
Of people, like, if you're not dropping shit on YouTube, you might have a brand new project on Apple Music, but then if it's not on YouTube, a big percentage of the audience is not even going to think about it.
Exactly.
It's weird.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to keep them entertained, keep them just fed, man. You know, because they always say, yo, MA, man, you only drop, and that's all we get. And then you go hide. And, you know... It's just, it wasn't on purpose. It was just trying to figure things out, man. It was like, how am I going to handle where I'm at now to be able to say, okay, how can I keep going up? Mm. Because I, like, financial wise, like, I never went backwards. You know what I mean? Like, it's still, I'm still doing well for myself. You know what I mean? Like, I made a lot of smart decisions when the fame and everything did come about. I didn't just spend a bunch of money. I didn't just jump the cliff, you know what I mean? So I played it right, and thank God for my team too, because they was always there to motivate me and be there to be like, you know, make sure you know what I mean, handling this right or whatever.
But that's amazing, because so many artists will drop a bullshit ass project just to like seize on the virality of their name when they're going up, and then that sort of ends up being the blueprint for their career, which is a real shame, because you want that first project to be when you really can make an impact and really make a statement about who you are.
Right. Absolutely. So, and that's where I'm at. So we're dropping a lot of content, a lot of videos, and I'm definitely gonna be on a lot of features too. A lot of people don't know. And I'm getting involved in the acting too. So,
wow.
Yeah.
You got something going on behind the scenes that we don't know
about.
Yeah. Damn.
Coming soon.
That's
coming
exciting.
Real soon. Yeah.
Man, Young M.A. one cool ass bitch. It's hard to put your finger on exactly what cool is, but that's one thing I get from you is like, damn,
I'm cool, man.
That's why your fan base sticks around.
Yeah,
the cool factor is just
because it's not fake. It's not phony with me, man. Like,
you're
I'm smooth. Just me. I'm me to the T, man.
A different life, you could have been a pimp or something.
Yo,
I'm actually glad your efforts are going towards something more positive. You could
have
a mink
coat. They be trying to
call
me a pimp now, man.
Yeah.
They be trying to call me a little player now, man.
Be thankful that I don't read those blogs, because I started to do a little bit of Googling. I'm like, wait, she was dating her? Holy, oh, my God.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
I'm not that kind of interviewer, though. I'm not full loving hip-hop.
Yeah, I love the ladies, man.
You got a broken heart on your face. That's no coincidence. You're a heartbreaker.
Nah, this is for my brother.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I don't want to play with that. Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace, man. That's the only thing that broke my heart was losing him. Yeah.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Thank you.
Young M.A., album on the way. Very exciting.
Thank you, boss.
Excited.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was an honor. Young M.A., No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, and subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. Peace.